broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You know, as an afterthought, after, like in hindsight, after the performance happened,
science is not review in. It is in.
No.
Stuart, quit saying that.
The debate is not over, sir.
I'd like to find a way to pay for it. I don't know that it has to be a war tax, but I think we...
War for play. King of the Mouth. Right now.
Where's my retarded baby?
Was he dressed as a male?
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And welcome to the program here a couple of nights before the Thanksgiving feast. And this is the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where reality is our bitch, and where, in point of fact, we take you through the looking glass, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio every night here from 10 on the Pacific Coast here until 1 to 4 East. And tonight we got Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier to talk about the Adam Lambert debacle, imbroglio, folderol, the contretemps, Adam Lambert, his Racy American Music Awards performance, in which at one point there was sort of a, what would you call it, bud?
You trying to scout?
Don't say that, okay?
You can't say
Don't you say it either. But he was trying to scout, beep, a guy. And then there was, in any event, Good Morning America has canceled the Adam Lambert concert. Google apologizes for a patently racist image of Michelle Obama. And it's like the number one searched image. And I can understand how people who are opposed to that kind of thing, I can't imagine anybody's in favor. I know people are in favor of free press, even really, really lame and unfunny and 19th century free press, like, hey, I know, let's make a black person look like a gorilla. Oh, man, is that cutting edge. I can understand people who would defend that, but anybody that actually thinks it's funny, I don't know, man. I got to tell you, the longer I live, the less I know. You know how some people say the longer they live, the more they know, or the older and wiser? I'm older and dumber. Tell you that. You think it's funny, bud?
Well, you know, I don't agree with the people saying bad things, but it was pretty funny. Yeah, you are a racist, man. I am not.
No, you are. You are a racist.
I got a black girlfriend.
I don't care if you got a black girlfriend. You're a racist. So that, and then a man in a coma heard everything around him for 23 years. Guess what? No, he wasn't in a coma. Nice going, Doc. Anyway, we'll have all of that for you. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to bring on Doug Danger here from the Orange County Courier to talk about the Adam Lambert sexually charged act that drew some complaints. Now, depending upon the news story that you read, you're going to hear that either they got like one email from someone that complained or they got like 100 emails. I think they probably got 100 or plus emails complaining about this. Because there's actually another story of the L.A. Clippers broadcast team slammed some cat on, I guess, the Denver Nuggets or maybe the Clippers who's from Iran. And that got one email complaint. However, that having been done, they still pulled him off the air because you can never tell, I guess. All right, so here is a little bit of what happened last night. The American Music Awards, backstage Adam Lambert, and we'll play the song for you. You won't be able to see what happened. Here's Adam Lambert telling CNN that the man-on-man kiss was not planned.
You know, part of what I love about being a live performer is that sometimes you just are in the moment, and sometimes things just happen. Adrenaline is a crazy, crazy, crazy feeling, and it's one of the things that I love most about performing is when you're up there and all of a sudden you just have this feeling, this rush that comes over you, and things happen.
So Lambert says there is hypocrisy at play when women are allowed to do sexually suggestive performances, like when Britney Spears and Madonna kissed, although that wasn't exactly without comment and controversy, but men can.
You know, as an afterthought, after the performance happened, I was just really in the moment, to be honest with you, but as an afterthought, I do feel like there's a bit of a double standard in the entertainment community, on television, on radio. I feel like women performers have been pushing the envelope sexually for the past 20 years, and all of a sudden a male does it, and everybody goes, oh, we can't show that on TV, and to me that's a form of discrimination, and it's a double standard, and that's too bad.
Actually, Madonna was in the audience, and she yelled,
"Burn in hell!"
But then she, you know, went back to her seat. Now, this is an excerpt from Lambert's performance of For Your Entertainment.
There's no way to ring the alarm.
Burn in hell.
So hold on until it's over.
Oh, crap.
Do you know what you got into? Can you handle what I'm about to do?
Burn in hell.
Cause it's about to get rough for you.
rough. So you get the idea. That's Adam Lambert last night. Now, what happened was he did a lip lock, kind of a kiss with a fellow performer. Millions of viewers saw Lambert simulate oral sex as well with a backup dancer. He planted a passionate kiss on the mouth of a male keyboard player and gestured to the audience with his middle finger during the closing act of the Live Music Awards. So that was a very affectionate thing for him to do. Here is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. I'm kidding, of course, Doug, about the... why did he flip the audience off, Doug?
You heard Adam say it in the moment, and I guess that was in the moment, you know. He simulated oral sex. He did have the kissing scene there with the keyboard player. I don't know how you want me to address this.
Well, the reason why I brought you on is because you are openly gay, and you have been for a while, and you're a journalist. And so what is your opinion? And not that I can't suspect what it might be.
Well, first of all, please don't stereotype me. I am a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. But don't stereotype me into you know, you think you know what it is I think, because that is offensive.
Well, I'm not trying to be offensive. What I'm asking is what do you think about this open display of homosexual affection on television?
I'm glad you said open display of homosexual affection, because most people are going to say it was an open display of homosexual behavior. And that is offensive, because that connotes that heterosexuals don't engage in behavior. They just have affectionate moments, but homosexuals have behavior. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so I want to make that clear, because I am gay. My readership knows that I'm gay, and I want to make clear to your listeners that I am gay. So the opinion I'm about to express might be a tough one for some people to hear, but I say it with great respect. I know that most straight people don't feel hatred toward gay people. I know that most straight people don't want to see gay people thrown in jail or any kind of thing like this. But unfortunately, Phil, I have to tell you that if Adam Lambert kissing the keyboard player last night on television, or simulating, and I thought it was a very playful moment, you know, simulating oral sex with another guy, if people were offended by that, or if they use this excuse, which I've gotten in my email today, oh, I don't mind, but there were children watching, I have to tell them that they are filled at a very subliminal or maybe a deep, deep level. They're filled with hatred and rage toward gays. And deep down, really, deep down in their heart, we're nothing but a bunch of, you know, mincing fags.
All right, okay, just the word there.
I'm sorry, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm trying to give people an insight into the attitude.
All right, but you're saying, Doug, that if anyone was offended by that, even though they are good people...
You know, the word good is very relative. If you're full of hate and rage toward gay people, you're not good. You may appear good, and you may mean well, but if you are... we're offended by that you are full of hatred, rage, and violence toward gays, and that's something we have to address. And
well, now, hold on for if you don't mind. If I'm a guy watching TV, and I'm looking at Adam Lambert, and he lip-locks this guy, and it bothers me, or I have the kids in the room, and I have to explain this to them, and it makes me feel uncomfortable, I'm full of hate and rage?
What do you mean it bothers you? I don't understand what that means.
Well, suppose that if the children are there...
Now, right there, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. When you use the excuse, the children were there, we know what that is. And it surprises me that in this day and age, 2009, people still use that, oh, it bothered, you know, I'm worried about the kids thing, because everybody knows adults use that as a way of not having to explain their own hatred and violence.
No, but all right, let's just say I'm watching that and I don't, the Adam Lambert kiss with this guy bothered me. I'm full of hatred, violence, and rage.
Yeah, what you call it, cocoon. It is in a cryogenic freeze. It's suspended animation, but it's there. The hatred and the rage toward gays is there. And I hate to have to say that, but that's really the final verdict. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. This, you're not getting this. This isn't the opinion of Joy Brown or Dr. Laura, you know, whoever, what's her name, or any of these the people. This is state-of-the-art opinion. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, I got a number of emails.
Okay, what did people say?
Well, first of all, I want you to know, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've got straight readers, you know, and I've got... A lot of people follow me because I do an entertainment column, but I've got a lot of emails from people, and basically they're saying the following thing. Dear Doug, we know you are gay. We love reading your entertainment reviews in the Orange County Courier. However, the Adam Lambert kiss did trouble me, and I have a standard reply because I put all of the ones in one category who are troubled by the Adam Lambert kiss, and my standard reply is basically... I don't know if there is a psychiatrist or a psychologist with the skill to deal with the hatred and rage that you feel toward the homosexual community, but please deal with it before it boils over into outward violence, vicious assault. Thank you, Doug Dank.
No, wait, you're getting, those letters that you're getting sound benign.
I guess you're not listening to what I'm saying, right?
I'm listening to what you're saying.
I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how benign someone feels. If they say, well, the Adam Lambert kiss bothers me, but gay people are okay with me, well, no, they're not. And so
if you get a letter from someone that says, boy, you know, Doug, we really like you, we know you're gay, and there's no problem with that, but we had a problem with the kiss.
But I send out the standard form letter toward the haters. And
the haters?
Phil, let me tell you something.
The haters.
Let me tell you something. I talked to my father this morning on the phone, and my father has accepted, or so he said, the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I said, Dad, did you see the Adam Lambert performance? He said, well, I saw the men on TV kissing. I said, that's the one. I said, what did you think? He said, I was a little bit uncomfortable with it. I said, to my father, my own father, I said, I'm sorry to hear that in your heart you harbor violent, murderous hate towards your own son. I'm not coming to Thanksgiving, and I hung the phone up. Now, that was tough for me to do.
Are you, Doug, are you telling me that you are not going to go to your parents for Thanksgiving dinner because your father said he was uncomfortable with the Adam Lambert kiss?
No, not because he said he was uncomfortable, because when you say you're uncomfortable, you are, in point of fact, filled with a murderous kind of rage. Now, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Are you getting that? Are you feeling me, as the kids like to say?
Yeah, I get it. I understand that. I'm shocked and I'm stunned. Hold the line. That there are a lot of people who saw that, and perhaps it is a display, if you will, or what have you, that is new to a lot of people. Well, there's two guys kissing. Wow, I've never seen that before. Now, maybe to step over to the phone or step over to the computer and send an email is another level to that. But it's hard for me to believe that anybody who wasn't comfortable with the Adam Lambert performance is automatically filled with homophobia, hate, and rage, according to Doug Danger, who is our guest this evening, a gay man and a gay journalist from the Orange County Courier. Our number is 877, forgive me, I have to give the number out here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. If you have any questions or comments for Doug Danger this evening from the Orange County Courier, 877-876-PHIL. We'll continue on with the performance at the American Music Awards last night of Adam Lambert and the display of a gay affection on television and all of that. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug is a respected entertainment writer. He is openly gay, and we're talking about the Adam Lambert performance Sunday night at the American Music Awards. I'm sorry I said last night, Sunday night. And Doug, to your point, and then we want to get to some phone calls from some of our listeners. To your point that if you were uncomfortable with the Adam Lambert kiss, you are full of murderous rage. You know, like you admit that people who are uncomfortable with the kiss are probably good Americans.
Well, they're people who are going to say, I got no problem with gay people. I got no problem with this, that. Well, yes, they do. The difference is this, Phil. The hatred and the violence that they have in their heart for the eventual extermination of gays is...
Why do you say that, man? I mean, I just don't... I don't sense that.
Because that... I know they... It isn't conscious. It's subconscious. If you look at two men, no matter where it is, Phil, it could be out on the streets. It could be in schools. It could be at a gym, wherever. If you see two men, you know, engaged in a very, very deep, passionate kiss, and you're uncomfortable, you've got hatred that you've got to deal with before it explodes into something that only could be equaled by a Klan rally from the early 60s. I mean, that if you look at a Klan rally with a burning cross and hooded people in the hearts of the people Sunday night who are uncomfortable with Adam Lambert, that's what's dancing in their heart. And I, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
dancing in their hearts is a Klan rally.
Yes, at the very deepest part. A little grandmother who wrote me a letter, she said, Doug, I love you, I got nothing against gay people, I'm uncomfortable. That little grandmother, that sweet little woman, in her soul is, well, a black man swinging from a tree.
And oh, my God. You know what, man? The hyperbole here.
It's not. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, hello.
And but the, I think you're engaging in some kind of extreme hype, some sort of extreme talk here that I just don't think is suitable. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tony. Tony, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Henry? My
very good. Thank you.
Just because somebody's sexual preference is just one facet of their personality, and I think that the mock oral sex thing was in very bad taste, and it has nothing to do with the man's sexual preference. I'm not a hater. My wife's a cosmetologist. I know.
So you had no problem with the kiss. You had no problem with the kiss.
Not really, but I mean I really.
Oh, all right. That, so two men kissing does not bother you.
Well, it's not that it bothers me. I really didn't think the performance was all that great. I think it was.
No. You're evading my point. Did the kiss bother you or not?
Not really, but it
well, if you got to think about it, it did.
Well, the guy's saying it didn't.
No, but he's sitting there thinking of, yeah, okay, that's an issue you have to deal with. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the issue that we deal with every day as gay men and gay journalists, a gay man and gay insurance salesman, a gay man and gay car salesman, gay men and gay plumbers, or gay men and gay
any profession.
Is that people will say, oh, you're okay with me, I just didn't like the kiss. I know sooner or later those people are going to be coming for me, and they got to length the rope and a sturdy tree, you know? And
boy, oh, no, boy. So you're saying that about your own father.
Yeah, my father who loves me someday is coming for me with a rope.
Good God!
You're a journalist for what newspaper? Because I don't see where you're
Orange
making
County,
that connection.
Orange County Courier. In Orange County, California.
Well, they must be really hard up for journalists, because I don't know where you're making that leap of logic.
Well, you haven't. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You haven't debated my point. You say, well, yeah, maybe sort of. I don't know. You're frightened to come out and just say that the kiss bothered you to the point where someday you could see yourself kicking in the front door of a gay bar. And that's the thing that bothers me more.
But Doug, you're saying, thank you very much, sir, for your call, Tony. You're saying that people who were uncomfortable with a kiss have violence in their hearts.
How many times do I got to say it? Yeah.
Tara, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tara, in Kansas.
Good evening. Thank you. I want to share with you that I feel very uncomfortable with kisses like that on television, whether it be a man and a man,
right,
a heterosexual or a homosexual. Number two, this gentleman is associating his sexual orientation, what he does behind closed doors, with who he is. He continues to say, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Who cares?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Please excuse me
but
just
the reason,
one moment.
The reason why I say that is because I know that when you say that you're uncomfortable with that, I know that you're a nice lady, but
excuse me, you didn't let me finish.
In the recesses of your mind, you're lighting a torch.
I want to share with you that I don't care what you do behind closed doors. And I don't think that we need to see the stuff on television, whether it be gay or heterosexual. And what I want to share with you is even though I don't think it's wrong, number one, in my profession that I deal with the public all the time, excuse me, I deal with
yes,
all
ma'am.
The time, I'm not going to go ahead and discriminate against you.
And people that go ahead, I think you harbor a lot of anger. I think you want to shove it down people's throats. And I think that you have a lot of resentment towards your own father that perhaps you're
going to be the carpenter. I happen to know that if you were uncomfortable with two men kissing, what do you mean you're uncomfortable with a man and a woman kissing, too? Wow.
I think stuff like that does not need to be seen on television whatsoever, because I think that going ahead and exposing all of that does no good for anyone. And I turned off the TV show that
you're
night
against
showing...
Too. You're against
I saw...
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier as we continue to talk about the Adam Lambert performance on Sunday night at the American Music Awards, which showed Mr. Lambert performing and kissing at one point another man, a public display of gay affection, and in another instance they were simulating oral sex. I didn't see that one, Doug, that part of the clip.
Benign. It was just two. It was the one guy was on his knees, and I don't even know where they're getting oral sex out of it. I've seen many straight performers drop to their knees in front of the main performer, almost as if they're in idol worship. This guy's mouth was open, and because of all the homophobia in this country, they automatically said, "Oh, it must be oral sex." See, that's what I mean. When you're looking for it, when you're looking for gay behavior, quote unquote, that right there tells me that you are filled with the kind of murderous rage that only Adolf Hitler could admire. And
oh, come on, man. I mean, you are really, you said that your father, because your father was uncomfortable with that kiss.
Don't bring my family into it, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, I know, but you brought your father in. When you talked to your father and he said he was uncomfortable, you said, "Gee, Dad, I'm sorry you're filled with so much hate. I won't be to Thanksgiving dinner."
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What do you want me to say? Oh, okay, Dad, I'm really happy with the fact that someday the hatred and violence in your heart will come boiling over, and they're going to find me in five separate shopping bags on a highway. Yeah, that's great, Dad. Thank you. Yes, I'll be to Thanksgiving dinner where there's going to be a lot of sharp knives. Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
Phil, I'm overstating it, but what I'm saying is either you're comfortable with two men kissing, full, deep tongue kiss, or you're not.
And if you're not, then you are full of murderous, violent homophobia.
At a very subconscious level, yes. See, right now I can tell you're full of rage. I'm scared for my safety, but I'm still talking to you. And the reason why I'm talking to you is because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. First of all, I don't get backed down by straight people that are angry. Secondly, you just don't scare me.
Well, you just said you were scared.
I'm saying that as a matter of making a point.
All right, 877-8, whatever that means, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Nita in Houston, Texas tonight. Nita, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to know if being gay makes you psychic as well. How do you see inside somebody's heart just because you're gay and know that they feel hate and all of that?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Oh, wow, and you sound so angry and so happy at the same time.
Angry?
Anyway,
I just saw what happened on the TV the other night, and it showed a lot of people with very murderous intent toward two men.
Yeah, you're psychic, right? Anyway, also, on your birth certificate, did it say when a doctor slapped you on the butt that you were gay because you weren't born that way? Good night, off.
Oh, is she done?
Yeah, I think she hung up.
Oh, she hung up. Well, okay. But I'm not going to answer her, and I had a very good answer for her question, but I'm not going to answer her.
Well, did it?
I'm not going to answer that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another phone call. Here is, the lady was a little upset, though, Doug, because you don't seem to be answering questions directly. Here is John in Wichita, Kansas. John, go ahead.
I'm answering the questions directly. People don't like the answer.
John, go ahead.
I have a question. What about the children? You know, what about the children? And, you know, I'm sitting in my living room trying to, you know, watch a TV show,
an
and
excuse.
Then two guys are, you know, sucking
face. That's an excuse. You don't care about the children. That's an excuse. Everybody uses that as an excuse.
Really?
The fact is, yes. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Yes, really.
And you don't
Absolutely.
Do you care about the children?
Of course I do. More so than straight people do.
And so you care about
what is that? What does that mean?
I care more about kids than straight people do, because I'll be honest with the kids and say, I don't really care how you feel. This makes me feel uncomfortable. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
So are you just going to, like, you know, go to your, you know, kids at school and start sucking some face, like, in the, you know, in the hallway?
Well, how do kids react when you do that?
Yeah. They're into it. They want to be just like me.
Yeah, look at that, man. I just, you know, dude, I tell you what. Go crank like Jeff and Jer. I think they're ready. There are young people who are going to, they're people who are going to understand what it is you're trying to say. But if you say, I don't want to see this on TV because the kids are uncomfortable, well, the kids know you're lying. The kids know that you have hatred for gays. And they still love you. If they're straight kids, they're just going to say, my mom and dad are lying to me because they hate gays. And they'll move on with their lives and go out and play and throw a ball. If they're gay children and you are uncomfortable with gays, then they're going to be thinking, my mom and dad probably someday want to slit my throat.
Oh, are you serious?
Did I tell you I'm gay?
Yes, you told me you're gay. Are you telling me that a gay child, how old?
Whenever a kid realizes he's gay.
So a little gay child is going to hear his mother and father say, oh, look at those two men kissing, I don't like that, and he's going to fear for them slitting his throat in the middle of the night?
Yes, sooner or later. Not right away. When, you know, when the time is right. See, Phil, you need to understand. Are you gay? No. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I understand. I love it, all these straight people telling me how gays think. They don't know. I just know that...
Well, you're telling straight people how they think. You're telling straight people, here's how you think. When you see a gay kiss on TV, you are full of... You don't like it. And
well, spit it out the right way, okay, Phil? If you're going to tell me what I'm saying, please say it the right way instead of, you know, the way you're saying it.
I'm saying it the right way. You're saying that if people see a gay kiss on TV, they're uncomfortable with it. They're full of hate and rage toward gays.
Unless they're gay themselves. And a lot of gays are uncomfortable with it because politically they don't think it's helping the cause or some other really sissy thing, which I personally am not supportive of. But yeah.
And little children who may be gay and know that they're gay are going to look at that and say their mother and father hate them.
I didn't say that, did I?
Yes, you did.
No, I said they want to slit their throat. Now, that is a scary thought, yes. But that's the kind of fear we put into a gay child. When straight parents look at TV and they see a gay kiss and they go, oh, wow, that really makes me feel uncomfortable. I think I'll call ABC. And I call ABC or I go out and I start burning crosses.
Yeah. All right, but again, it's a subconscious thing.
Yeah, it's subconscious.
All right, 877-876.
What's your problem? I'm explaining.
Well, you're saying that they want to go out and burn a cross, but it's subconscious.
It's subconscious. I'm speaking from the subconscious here. I'm a gay man, and I'm a
gay journalist. Yes, I understand.
Well, don't spit it out, Phil, like you're full of homophobia. I understand that you are on the side of your listeners.
No, I'm not necessarily on the side of my listeners. What I'm trying to understand here is your point of view with regard to this hate thing. Here's Whitney. Whitney, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, my question is, if people are offended by this kiss,
yep,
that means that they hate and want to murder homosexuals. What about the people
deep
that are
down,
offended by
deep
children?
Down.
Praying in school, does that mean that we want to murder, that people want to murder these children?
Say that again, ma'am. I didn't quite get your thinking on that. If you're a prayer in school, is that what you're saying?
If people are offended by a gay kiss and that means that we want to murder them because we have hate in our hearts, what about the people that are offended by children praying in school?
Well, that's got nothing to do with being, are they gay?
Okay.
Well, it's a different issue.
Are you saying?
You're saying that you hate that person. You know I'm gay, right? Well, very well, you're a gay journalist.
All right. Well, so
times.
I'm saying that if you are offended by open expression of gay affection. Deep down, way, 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 way deep down, you someday want to drag a gay behind a Jeep, okay? But
oh, my God. You know, your imagery is getting more violent.
I mean, I'm sorry, but
well,
you had a really, really bad childhood. You are putting...
Bad childhood?
Oh, what do you mean? To a person. I don't hate the person.
Ma'am,
I might not agree.
Ma'am, you're talking
with
about a bad childhood. I went through this last week at a local bar. What do you mean bad childhood?
I mean,
that's a hoot and a half. Am I insane?
Well, why don't you answer the lady's question? Are you applying? Can you apply this kind of thinking, Doug, to other forms of prejudice?
Well, if you don't like a kid praying, but here's the thing: if you don't like a kid praying in school, that is good mental health. That's not bad mental health.
So are you a psychiatrist on mental health now?
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yes, I understand. You're a gay man and you're a gay journalist. That doesn't make you a psychologist. That doesn't make
you
psychic into what people think. You are saying that people hate people because they are given sexuality.
Well, you can hear the hatred in your own voice, can't you?
The lady doesn't have hatred. She's asking questions.
I do not have hatred. I do not hate you whatsoever. I would want no harm to come to you in any way.
Every time I say that I'm gay, you get all persnickety.
No, because you've said it like probably 100 times since he brought you on the air.
Wait a minute. Are you a woman? You're a woman. You're a woman. I can tell you're a woman.
You're being a woman. Say, I'm a woman.
No.
Why do I have to tell that I'm a woman?
You are telling me. You are. By just being on the phone, I can tell you're a woman.
You're telling me you're a woman over and over.
What's the difference?
I'm saying I'm gay, and she's just being a woman. No difference.
Let's get back to the point.
If
someone is upset with prayer in school, are they a bigot?
No. No, they're not.
Why? That does not make any sense. It's so hypocritical.
No. It makes the same reason why it's okay not to like thievery or robbery. Have you got your radio turned up?
Whitney, do you have your radio turned up?
Yeah, she probably does. She's got a bunch of people in the car going to White Castle.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Take it easy. So you.
Sorority sister. More than he thinks we hate homosexuals.
No, I'm just saying that if you
are... hate for heterosexuals.
No, ma'am, I have no hate for heterosexuals at all. I love my parents.
Well,
I'm just not going to Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want to go to Thanksgiving at their house because I don't want my father turning me over to the local posse comitatus so I can be dragged behind a Jeep.
Are you saying that your own father on Thanksgiving would turn you over to the local posse comitatus?
In his heart, he would. That's what he's wishing.
He's my father, and I love him.
They disagree with things.
They don't mean that they hate the person that does it. I mean,
that's exactly right. That's why I'm saying that if I don't like a kid praying in school, I'm totally normal.
But if you do, if you don't like...
If you do... What are you saying there, Porky? If you don't like a gay kissing, you are mentally ill. See? And really, what I'm trying to do here, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I've been trying to spread this philosophy, is I'm trying to let you know what is healthy thinking and what is unhealthy thinking.
A kid praying in school,
that is the social equivalent of a medical disease like bubonic plague. You cannot...
I appreciate very much your call, Whitney. 877-876-PHIL. I want to apologize to people that are watching our video online. And I realize at times the audio to our phone calls is not available. That's not because we're having a technical problem. It's because there's a switch that I have to manually flip back and forth. And in that last segment, I just completely spaced. 877-876-PHIL. We have to take a break. We'll be back with more of your phone calls with Doug Danger as we talk about the Adam Lambert performance on Sunday night at the American Music Awards that included an openly expressed moment of gay affection, a kiss between two men, simulated oral sex in the minds of some people. Doug Danger is on saying that if you were offended by that kiss, even though you're a good person, deep in your heart, you have nothing but hatred and rage toward gay people. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back to World Famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about Adam Lambert. And this young man, as you know, was a American Idol, I think. Is that right, Doug?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I think he was, he was American Idol. American Idol's ratings are down so much that as an entertainment writer, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, this is something I think about, other TV writers don't think about. It's a toss-up as to whether I want to write about American Idol anymore. It's become so passé and really irrelevant. Adam Lambert was a winner on that contest.
All right, and the kiss that he, the gay kiss, this display of affection.
And again, I want to congratulate you, Phil. You're walking right up to the edge, and you're not jumping over.
By what? By not saying gay display of behavior?
Exactly. So I can't call you a homophobe. I want to, not because I don't care about you. You're my friend. But you know you're a homophobe, don't you?
No, I don't know that, Doug. No, I really don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
So if you saw that kiss on TV...
I would have said, wow, look at that. These guys are kissing. I probably would have laughed.
Well, see, laughter, that now you're mocking as if two gay guys look like a couple of weird asses kissing. So that to me...
You said that if, and I want to get to some phone calls, but you said that if your father said to you, and he did this morning, he was uncomfortable.
Let me put it to you easier.
Okay.
A friend of mine called me up last summer and said that he asked his mother. He said, you know, two teachers were thrown out of their school because they were kissing. They were doing a deep tongue kiss in the hallway. How do you feel about that? And his mother turned and started walking out to the driveway where they had a Jeep parked, the Jeep Wrangler, and she started warming it up. And he told me he was in fear for his life. He got out of there. And
meaning what?
Meaning that is a straight person's way of saying, you know what, you're pushing your luck. And when they go out to the driveway, they warm up a Jeep.
Like they're going to drag you behind the Jeep?
Like that's what he was afraid of, yeah. Exactly. If you're not comfortable with two teachers in our educational system who are there getting paid nothing, trying to teach these straight kids, and they decide that they want to share a kiss, and people are not comfortable with that, that tells me something very profound. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That tells me there's a lot of hate out there for gay teachers. Hatred. That two gay teachers can't share a passionate kiss because they had a wonderful night together.
In a school? In a hallway?
In a school? In a hallway? Did you hear?
You don't have to mock me, Doug. You know what I'm saying.
No, but did you hear yourself? In a school? In a hallway? That, see, you sounded gay.
Doug, in a school? Even straight people kissing in front of children. Do you think that's good?
No, I don't. Because the kids have seen enough of that disgusting behavior. They've seen their parents having sex in front of them. And our children have seen enough straight sex. In a school? In a hallway?
So, what's the point here?
Well, it's when you got excited, you sounded stereotypically gay. And it's funny that you go into a gay persona as a fallback when you get shocked by gay behavior. That's the thing.
Oh, you just said behavior.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I can say that.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over another phone call here on the line in Providence, Rhode Island. This is Mark. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, he's a winner, loser. I mean, the guy's, I mean,
who?
His sales went
who
downhill.
Who?
Adam.
Hello? Oh, Adam, well, yeah, he was a runner-up, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his sales went downhill.
So?
With that performance.
So?
Hello?
So? So what? You mean for the performance Sunday night, his sales are going to go through the ceiling. People are hungry for that. People are hungry for affection. People are hungry for love. And when straight people call up ABC and go, oh, wow, two guys kiss, I don't like that, and their hatred begins to bubble over, almost like bubbling tar, we've got problems. We've got a very serious problem.
Yeah, you did it for talk show.
I don't understand. Did you put your teeth in, or what's going on, man?
I don't know. Mark, are you listening to our show? Are you listening? I think you're listening to two different talk shows. Is that it?
No, I'm not.
Is he schizophrenic?
No.
Is he hearing voices?
No.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your comment. I thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is D. D, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to make a comment.
Hi, Dave.
Hello?
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment. It sounds
like
he's full of anger. And,
I just, you have to be angry to defend yourself against any straight that's going to attack you.
Well, no, you don't have to be angry. You have to be smart. But the thing
That's true.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, I mean, I have family, I have friends that are gay. But, I mean, I just told my nephew yesterday that, you know, you should always respect yourself and how you need to act.
Yeah, whatever.
And whether, you know, and now if I went to a gay bar and then wanted to complain about the way somebody was kissing each other, men, women, or whoever, then that's my fault. But if I'm, you know, in public or whatever, I don't want to
Did you buy his album? Did you buy Adam Lambert's album? No, you didn't.
No, but I did hear a lot of it. No, no, listen to me. I did hear
There's a lot of homophobia out there. People do not buy his album.
Homophobia if they don't buy his album.
Exactly. There's hatred toward gays if they don't buy the Adam Lambert album.
No, actually, I heard a lot of it, and it sounded really pretty good.
Phil Hendry.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.